You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. There's a saying that a woman's work is never done. Many women are juggling jobs, family responsibilities, and serving their communities. Studies show that every week, women put 11 more hours into this kind of unpaid labor than men. And if you add both paid and unpaid hours, women work more. Artist Sawyer Rose depicts this inequality through large sculptures in her exhibit, Counting the Hours. She sat down with KALW's Janae Darden.
I mostly started doing my art actually when I came to the Bay Area over 20 years ago, but I was born and raised in North Carolina, and I don't think it informed my artwork so much as the topic of my artwork, which is women's labor issues. I grew up with my mom. She was a single parent, and she had all the paid labor on her shoulders, three of us kids, and all, of course, the unpaid domestic labor in our family. And so I grew up with that being the norm. That's how I thought the world worked because I didn't know any different. And then when I moved out to the Bay Area as an adult with all the adult responsibilities and I had my two kids, I really realized how much my mother was doing for us and how little we saw, even those of us that she was doing the work for, how little we saw, frankly, appreciated what she was doing.
And so when you talk about unpaid labor that women do, give examples.
Well, there are different categories of unpaid labor. So, you know, your mind goes first to the domestic labor, right? The cooking and the cleaning and the caring for children or adults, you know, elder care is an increasing issue. But then there's also, especially for people with caretaking responsibilities, there's the mental labor that goes into using your brain to organize all the things that need to get done. And that's actually a really important one, and one that so many of the women that I've spoken to have said is actually one of the most difficult tasks they do because their brain is never in one place at a time. They might be at their paid job, but they're thinking, oh, you know, the kids have outgrown their shoes and mom needs her prescriptions picked up and, you know, oh, who's going to get to how the gutters are full and it's going to rain? Who's going to get to those things? So that is a large component of unpaid labor as well.
And especially, too, we're seeing a rise, you know, because of the baby boomer generation, and they're such a large generation. And so you're seeing
already the millennials are doing that work. And because they're younger starting out than maybe an older generation would have been, they're largely undertrained and underqualified for what they're doing. And that's not their fault. They're young and they're just starting their careers. And then they've got parents or grandparents with them. It's hard and it's becoming harder. So it's an issue that needs to be talked about now.
It's mental and it's emotional.
Yes.
Was it different or did women have more time when we were just pretty much strictly in the domestic sphere before we went out into the work world?
So women were working the same, if not more, when they were at home. And when women increasingly started going into the workforce, you know, you got certain flavors of ways to handle that. You know, you could be like the superwoman who does the full-time job and the full-time everything at home. You could try to, you know, depending on what your partner is able or willing to do, you could split the work. But when women were staying home in, you know, the 50s and 60s, not going into the paid workforce, they were still working as many hours, but there was a deep sense of frustration, loneliness, and feeling unfulfilled in their work. So that was a different kind of mental stress. Women started going out into the workforce and trying to do it all. That's obviously not possible. So that's a different flavor of stress, but the stress is still there. When all this was starting for me, when my interest in this research began, I had a toddler and an infant at home, and I was working as a graphic designer, and I was pursuing my studio practice, my visual studio practice. So that was a lot on me. And, you know, to be clear, my husband is a great partner. He's a good man, and he's smart, and he's responsible, and he's a great dad. And I was, at that point, so frustrated, I was about at the edge. And I thought, if I have the good luck and the fortune and the privilege that I do in my life, and I'm still feeling this, this must be a much larger story, and I got to start asking around. So I start asking around all these women and men who are work-at-home fathers. Mm-hmm. You know, is this the same thing that's going on in your house? And do you feel this level of frustration? Because I am up to here. And across the board, everybody said yes. And I was like, this is not sustainable. Like, we gotta give more thought to this. So I started researching, and I found out this one statistic that if you included women's unpaid domestic labor in the gross domestic product, it would be something like 25% of the work that's done in this country.
Wow.
And that's exactly what my husband said. Wow. And it opened his eyes. And he said, oh, I had no idea. I'd been telling him. I'd been telling him every way I could think. But when I put a number to it that he could understand, I was like, a full quarter. And he went, oh, I get it now. I thought, I'm on to something. So that's when I started digging deeper.
I want to talk about your exhibit, Counting the Hours. There's parts of the sculptures, and they represent how many hours a woman is working.
There are four large-scale sculptures in Counting the Hours, and it took me a year to make them all. But in between, there are also wall works that I added to the show that share, instead of personal stories, they share sort of more the cold, hard facts, the data behind the stories I'm telling. Mm-hmm. So I was working on those at the same time. But yeah, each show takes about a year, year and a half to build.
Because those sculptures are big.
They are big, and that's really important because women in our society, on the whole, are told to not take up space, to not make noise, to not be heard. And so for me, it's really important to make them gigantic. They are unapologetically taking up all the space they can. There's always some little Easter egg to be found in them about the person.
And then you had them carry them, too. I thought when I saw pictures of them carrying parts of the sculpture.
Yeah, so that to me is the most poignant part of the project. I mean, I love the giant sculptures, but when you're really getting personal is, so I once the sculpture of their hours is built, I take a photographic portrait of them lifting and carrying the actual burden of their hours. So they're actually shouldering their burden in a real physical way. It paints a powerful picture of how much work and time these women are putting into creating their lives.
So what do you hope people get out of this?
I would like people to understand that men or women or non-binary or anywhere that you fall, I want every person who works to get their gold star. I want everybody to be heard. This is not adversarial, and it's not men against women. I think that we will have happier families and happier communities if we take some time to recognize all the different ways that people work and all the different ways that women are working.
That was KLW's Janae Darden speaking with artist Sawyer Rose. Her exhibit, Counting the Hours, ends this weekend. You can see it at the Code and Canvas Gallery in San Francisco.